You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning and welcome to Focus on Campus. I'm your host, Louis Sines, and joining us this morning are Sophia Lona and Nora Casanova. They are students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. They will be graduating tomorrow. And Gary Edens, he's Vice President of Student Affairs here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start. Well, first of all, congratulating both of you, Sophia and Nora, for your big event tomorrow.
Thank you very much, sir.
And the last few years, I'm sure, have been tough, fun, but if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right?
Exactly. It's a very rewarding experience. We're definitely looking forward for tomorrow.
And what about you, Sophia? Let's talk a little bit about your background here in school. Are you the first one in your family to come to school?
Actually, my first one in my family to come to college here in the United States of America. I come from a background in Mexico. Oh, my family is there. Me and my brother, we came here to UTEP. We really like the university, so we decided to come here to pursue our college degree. So I'm going to be the first one in my family graduating tomorrow.
Your acclimation to the school, coming from Mexico, and I imagine you came from the interior of Mexico?
Yes, from Torreón, Coahuila.
Okay, from Torreón. So was it difficult for you to acclimate to the culture? I mean, a lot of people who live in Juarez, it's not that difficult, or even Chihuahua, but coming from deeper into Mexico, was it difficult for you to adjust to this style of academic structure or anything like that?
I think the university played like a huge role in helping me to get into the program. There are multiple associations and organizations here on campus, and I think that I just joined the club of getting involved, and that really helped me to get to network and get to know the right people, and that get really my career going in the university. I was a little bit over involved, and that really, really helped me. In order of academics, I went to an American high school over there in Mexico. So I was very familiar with the English language and everything. And I think that here at UTEP, they offer like all the help you need as a foreign coming from another country to succeed.
What about you, Sophia? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Definitely. Well, I was born in El Paso, but raised well in Mexico, Torreón. So we've known each other from Torreón. And coming over here, the whole transition, I must be honest, there was a learning curve, like just adapting to the whole situation. It was the first time I was living by myself, so I just had to adapt. And actually, UTEP made it very easy. Pretty much they grabbed my hand and showed me the way, which I'm very grateful for it. They over in Mexico, we are never involved. We just go to school, go back home. And that's it. If you go ahead and play a sport in the afternoon, well, okay. But there was never clubs or organizations over there. So for me, having all that here, and it's a whole new world that you can explore. And it was very, very, very rewarding. And I just kind of took as much as I could in. And definitely UTEP helped me a lot with that transition. They have great, great services here that students should take advantage of. And sometimes we are not aware of them. But definitely UTEP caters to their market, which is mostly Hispanic students, and they do it perfectly. Definitely for me has been a very positive experience overall.
And one of those people who is very involved with students, as I mentioned at the top of the show, is Dr. Gary Edens. He is the Vice President for Student Affairs. And Gary, actually, I'm showing my age here because I interviewed him when he was still a student here. And he was very involved back then. So I knew then he was going to go a long way, and he has. And so he understands what students go through, what they anticipate. Gary, tell us from your experience how you can relate to these students and what are some of the common problems that they come, and I don't want to focus just on problems because, as Sophia mentioned, you have a lot of good programs available, but I'm sure that you can kind of identify with some of these things that these students go through, and especially right before graduation as well.
I can, and these are two outstanding representatives of the UTEP student body, and it's been a real pleasure knowing them over the past few years and working with them. And staff in the student affairs area, plus all the faculty that are on our campus, are working with students like this every day. And it's truly a testament to our institution how we are so dedicated to our mission of access and excellence. It's providing students the opportunity who have never had that opportunity to pursue a higher education. Now, what that means is we have a whole lot of responsibility because these are first-generation students. They don't have the resources. They don't have the parents who have gone through the college experience and can provide support and help. They don't necessarily have the financial resources. They may have language barriers. They may have all kinds of different issues that can cause them a disruption or impediment to getting their degree. And so what we want to do at UTEP is ease that pathway as much as possible. It starts in the classroom. We have outstanding faculty that work day in and day out with these students to provide them the academic knowledge they need so that when they graduate, they can compete against anyone across the world and get those jobs. But it also involves activities outside the classroom. And both Sophia and Nora have talked about their engagement. When I was a student here 30 years ago, that's what made the difference to me. I connected to the campus. My parents were stationed overseas. I was here in El Paso by myself. I would have been lost if it hadn't been for staff and faculty who connected with me. They got me engaged. They got me involved in campus activities. And that made a difference for me. I felt at home at UTEP. I still had to pursue my academic qualifications. I still had to perform in the classroom. But it was really those connections that I made with faculty and staff that made the difference for me. And so I have made it a career, as well as all the people that work for me in student affairs and throughout the campus, a mission, really. It's not even a career. It's a mission to figure out how we can engage students on our college campus, because we know that that can make a difference. And it always comes to an end at commencement. And that's where we see our results. The end of our hard work is really the start of these young people's careers. And when they cross that stage, and I've attended commencement now for 30 years, I lose track of how many commencement ceremonies I've gone to. You see them cross the stage and you know you've made a difference, but more importantly, that those students now have made a difference, not only for themselves, but for their families and ultimately the community. So it's a real proud moment. And I always enjoy commencement the most because I know it's the end of our relationship with the student, but really the beginning of their career and their life and their potential.
When I interviewed you when you were a student, you were working on Minor Palooza, and you had mentioned to me that you hoped that this would become a tradition, and it has become a tradition, and UTEP has many traditions, and what better way to celebrate than through the commencement in this, our centennial year.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what people can expect tomorrow in the commencement.
Well, we have a fantastic commencement, and we take a great deal of pride in it because we know how important it is for students and for their families. So many of them are the first in their family to ever walk across that stage like that and get that degree. So we want it to be special. We've grown so much. I mean, when I started here, we had one ceremony and you got everybody into that Don Haskins Center and you graduated them. Now, we just simply can't fit even that auditorium. And so we do three ceremonies. We do one at 9 o'clock, one at 2 o'clock, and one at 7 o'clock, and we break out the different colleges appropriately. And we do that because at our institution, we've made it an imperative that every student cross the stage, shake the president's hand, and get that diploma. So many universities, when they get to be our size, just really have the students stand up and then sit right back down. They just don't have the time to read names. We've avoided that, and I'm so proud that we've done that because it's such an important moment for that student to cross the stage and be in that spotlight. And yes, it means three ceremonies. It means a lot of work for the staff. But it's for the student, and that's the focus that we've had, and I think it's the right focus. We've got great traditional elements in all of our commencements, from the banner bearers that come down the center of the aisle, which are carried by some of our very best students that are selected by the colleges, to a great part of the ceremony. The president actually engages the students by having them stand up and sit down based on different criteria. So if they're a scholarship student, for example, they'll stand up and get that recognition. If they're first in their family, they'll stand up and get that recognition. So we've got these really neat elements of commencement that are traditional, but that are very, very special. Now, since it is our centennial, and this is literally our last centennial event, we've got a few little surprises, and I'm not going to let Nora and Sophia know what those are, or nor the listening public, but we've got a few little surprises that will highlight what we've done over the past 100 years, especially what we've done over the past year as we've celebrated the centennial, and really will challenge the students that are sitting in that auditorium to think about the next 100 years. What's their place, not at UTEP necessarily, but out in society, and how will they represent UTEP, and how will they go forth and succeed and do the things that they have as far as dreams and goals and aspirations. And so it's a great way to recognize the past. It's always about achievement and the 4 years that have happened. But even more so, and that's why we call it a commencement now and not a graduation, it's them starting off on their careers. They're them starting off on their lives. And so it's a really exciting time for all of us on the college campus.
Gary, do you have an approximate number as far as graduates?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
We are looking at the three ceremonies. We'll have about 450 at the 9 o'clock ceremony, about 600 at the 2 o'clock, and another 450 or so at the 7. So you're looking at anywhere from 12 to 1,500 students that will go through our December graduation. Many of our students actually, I think, had set as a goal to graduate in May. As some of you will remember, we had a one-time ceremony, a special ceremony in the Sun Bowl this past May. And so many students were looking forward to that and moved their commencement up to May. We thought maybe this would decrease the December graduation, but we have good numbers even in December. More and more students are selecting UTEP. They're getting involved. They're doing great academically. They're graduating, and that's exactly what we want to see. Our degree production at UTEP has gone up every year for many, many years. And so more and more students graduate, and we're thrilled to have them do so again on Saturday.
One of the things that I'm sure as Sophia and Nora would probably be thinking about, the guest speaker at commencement. Mm-hmm. I like a quote that Senator Bob Dole once gave. He said, a speaker at a commencement is like a corpse at a funeral home. Everybody expects you to be there, but they don't expect you to say much.
Right. Well, you know, several years ago, we decided to do away with the commencement speaker at the UTEP commencement, because what we found out was that oftentimes it was all about the commencement speaker. And that's not what commencement is about. It's about the students. And so rather than have a commencement speaker, which would be difficult because we have three ceremonies and sure. ask somebody to speak three times, and we don't compensate them in any way in the state of Texas. So it would have been very difficult to find the right speaker. It would be much better to show and spotlight the students. And so the president during commencement always tells the stories of a select group of students. She identifies students that represent the commencement class. And she talks about their struggles, their achievements, and ultimately their dreams and aspirations. And it's a real poignant part of this ceremony. And I just love it because it's not about some external person who's coming to the university to talk and espouse wisdom, but rather it's a focus on the students and their successes and really gets to the core of why we're all here. And that's actually one of my more favorite parts of the ceremony is to hearing about the student successes. And I'm glad that we did away with the commencement speaker a few years ago. Not only is this a time saver, but it really is a testament to what we're really about as an institution.
And shame on me for not remembering that as far as you don't have a commencement speaker. We're here with Sophia and Nora also, and of course they are graduating tomorrow. Before you walk across that stage, I want to ask both of you, what are your feelings over the last years you've been here at UTEP? And is there one specific moment that stands out either as a proud moment or, you know, something that was embarrassing? Or
well, definitely for me, my first day in campus definitely was very impressive. The campus was huge for me. I got lost all the time. And now that I get to look back, I get to enjoy that moment where I was lost in the map and trying to find my way around campus. Now I know it like it's a palm of my hand, and I can do it with my eyes closed. But that moment, not knowing what I was getting into and how amazing my time was going to be, it's a moment that I do cherish a lot. I had no idea all the good things that were coming my way.
So. And Nora?
I think that my favorite memory is when it clicked me that I had this opportunity in my hands to coming to this amazing campus and just seeing the end line so soon and being able to really experience the whole thing and being able to take every moment in and enjoy really every moment. There was a time where I really didn't want to graduate. Like, I was too involved into what I was doing that I was like, you know what, I'm going to extend my graduation date. As Gary said, that commencement for me was something really, really excitement for, like, everyone. So pretty much that moment.
As Gary mentioned also, it can be a scary moment as well because it's the end, but it's also the beginning. And what lies ahead now.
Exactly. And I think, well, at least for myself, UTEP does an amazing job in kind of creating that connection with every single student. And speaking for myself, I do look forward on coming back to UTEP and giving back to UTEP a little bit of how much I've taken. And definitely more than half of myself has been made because of UTEP. Like, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be so self-secure and taking the bull by the horns if it wasn't for UTEP. I'm very, very open now, and I'm want to grab the world in my hands because they've done that for me. They definitely pushed me and made the best version of me that I would have never had the opportunity in any other university at all.
Nora?
I feel just the same way as her. I think this university gives you the tools in order to succeed and being confident about what's the next step in your life. They play a huge role in helping you find what is what you want towards your college degree. So I think that we're ready to graduate and ready for that next step, and as well come back later, prepare as an alum to give back a little bit of what they gave to me. because it really changed my life.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your achievements. And Gary, thank you for being with us, and thank you for your achievements and what you've done to help our students here. Once again, three graduation commencement services. Three times, there will be a 9, 2, and 7. And parking will, I'm sure, will be kind of hard to get to, but if you get here early and there'll be plenty of people here directing traffic, let you know you're going. But thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've been visiting with Sophia Luna, Nora Casanova, and Dr. Gary Edens, Vice President of Student Affairs, talking about tomorrow's commencements, again at 9, 2, and 7. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.